Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, all. Good morning. Good morning, all. This is Dr. Joy, and welcome to Living a Life of Unlimited Joy. Today, you're invited to join us in this endeavor to recreate or reinvent yourself so that you can be, do, and have the life that you desire. So won't you acknowledge our creed with me at this time, as I am continuously aware of and also grateful to the divine, I remain spiritually attended, protected, empowered, and blessed with excellent health, increasing wealth, flawless beauty, limitless creativity, boundless wisdom, harmonious love with power over the conditions and events of my life. For this, myself, is that. That's a very sad thought. Know that it is true for you. Receive the anointing as it is. I thank you for blessing me with your presence today, and I bless you back. All right. So, what do you know? Have you ever stopped and simply asked yourself that question? Or has someone else asked you? Child asked you. What do you know? What is it that you think you know? The truth of the matter is, we are all operating with certain assumptions based upon our upbringing, our training, our teachers of the past, as well as our experiences. And even our experiences are shaped or formulated to agree with that which we have been trained or taught is true. Now, oftentimes we think, some people are lucky because they were born under the correct star. Some people, they have all the bricks. And we believe in that luck, and we keep aspiring to get some of that, rather than looking within ourselves and knowing what it is that we know. Now, I can assure you that in most cases, 90% of what you think you know, probably not true. Okay? And that's a bold statement, and I'll tell you why I can say it. Okay? You know it. You know what you know based upon what you have been told, previously taught by your parents, by your teachers, by your friends, by your experiences. Okay, all of which have come out of that was previously said. So, the sad truth is, okay, and I shouldn't make it sound so awful, but the sad truth is that we are always seeing, thinking, being, doing, hearing, tasting, okay, smelling, feeling, exactly what we have been taught to interpret our experience as. You don't understand that Let me give you a couple of examples. The reason why you speak English or whatever your native language is because that's what you heard. That's what you were taught. And therefore, you think in English, you speak in English, okay? And everything follows in English, okay? You read in English and the whole bit. So everything is interpreted through that language, okay? If instead you woke up tomorrow morning in Japan, and everyone around you. Now, yeah, it's true that most Japanese people learn English. As a matter of fact, most other non-English speaking countries have taught their children, their society, English. Everybody speaks English as a second language. Funny how that is. But back to my example. If you woke up in Japan and everybody around you only spoke English, then you'd be comfortable. If you woke up and everybody around you only spoke Japanese, you would not be. You'd be out of sorts. It would throw you completely off balance. Okay? Yes, you're the same person. And yes, you've taken with you the same thoughts, ideas, and same training, the same experience. Okay, but now it would be interpreted differently. In other words, everything that you thought you knew has been changed. What you would do is start learning to speak and hear and read and think and feel Japanese. It would not take you away from English because that is ingrained at the core. Learning the fundamentals, and you're able to pick up on a few of the words and their meanings, and you start to see what words or sounds bring about action or responses from other people. You start to use them more frequently, and you go from learning a very limited Japanese vocabulary to almost overnight expanding it to allow you to communicate and operate in Japanese. Because you would emaciate yourself in it to the point where it would almost become an obsession. You are thoroughly committed. Let's use another example. Okay, one that maybe some more of you can understand. What if suddenly you lost your memory? You woke up and you don't really know who you are. You don't remember your name. You don't remember your family. You don't remember your experiences. and you were just kind of lost, searching desperately for answers. Somebody tell me what's going on here. Who am I? What am I doing? And what have I done? And someone said to you, you know, whether it's the nurse, your spouse, your mother, okay, but somebody said to you, okay, this is who you are, this is your name, this is when you were born, and these are the things that you did. This is the kind of work you've done, this is your family, these are the things that you care about, this is the car you drive, this is where you live. And just laid it out for you in order to try to fill in the blank. Would it be enough for you? Jump right into that and say, oh, okay, and operate accordingly? Probably not. Certainly not without practice. Okay? It would take the same kind of commitment that it does to learn Japanese in order to communicate. Another example. Last one, I promise. You woke up and suddenly all of your financial woes were alleviated. Today. And in other words, you go from being in financial debt and worry and fear, everything sits in, and you go from that to no problem, okay? All your debt is paid, everything is taken care of. And on top of that, all you have to do is press one button on your laptop. And you receive $10,000. And then you press it again and you receive $100,000. And you press it again and you receive $200,000. And it just works like the game machine, except you press more buttons. Would you be committed to that same proof? Or will you run away? Somehow that changes the game. Suddenly, you can't fathom what that could be like. Most of you, at the time I said it, started thinking, well, what if, or but this and but that, okay? And that was no different than waking up in Japan, not knowing the language, and having to learn it, and being committed in order to communicate, in order to eat, in order to function, in order to get along, in order to get back home, okay? Or no different from any other experience. The point here is whatever it is that you are financially or health-wise, in terms of your relationship, all of it is built upon your previous training, your upbringing, that all of it then clouded and adjusted and shifted to fit. Rather than to suit. It all has been fixed. In order to fit. Rather than to suit. To suit your objectives, to suit your skills, your talents, your abilities, your wants, your needs, your desires, your hopes, your dreams. And therein lies the problem. So what ends up happening oftentimes is that we think we're committed. We think we've done the work. We put forth the effort. We have tried harder. We have worked harder. The fact that we think we have to work harder in order to make money is a mistaken idea, actually. Because, again, if, in case you missed it, it's like learning a language. When you start learning the fundamentals, then you are able to pick up on things, and then it accelerates, and eventually you have a whole new vocabulary. Because like attracts like. If you know one Japanese word, then you'll know three. And if you pursue it, and are persistent in it and committed to it, then next thing you know, you can speak the entire language and read the entire language and write the entire language by the same token. Anything that you want to do with your life is contingent upon your wanting to know about it, to be involved in it, to think it, to feel it, to smell it, to taste it, to commit to it. And if you can't do that, you won't take it. One of the reasons why people get married is because they feel that they have met the right person, somebody who gets them, somebody who, you know, they connect with, somebody who fits. And they think everything is going to be wonderful. And they get married because they want to celebrate this union in front of God and the whole world. And they make these vows. And they commit their lives to them, to each other. And each of them have their hopes and dreams as to how this is going to work out, which direction they want to go in. Now, what happens when one person changes their mind? What happens when somebody is influenced by someone else? Whether it be a book, a television show, a neighbor, a relative, one of your rivals. Okay. Or they're seduced by drugs or gambling, alcohol. And suddenly the game changes. And the commitment blurs. Every you know is based on a contingent upon another principle. Another idea, another premise that was previously set and does not necessarily make it true for you. The reason why some people are able to live the life that they desire more quickly than others is because their brain, and without going into the science of it, because we don't have the time on this podcast today, but the reason why is because this is the way in which your brain is being trained. Your ancestors. That left frontal cortex does what it does. And the right does what it does. And neither has to be correct. We just think it is. Accordingly. Your life is what it is based upon what you think you know. If you step into someone else's world, let's say you wake up in Oprah's house, in Oprah's world, and all of a sudden, you're able to live there and partake and be completely involved in Oprah's life. Don't you think it would have an effect on you? Don't you think it would affect the way in which you think, the way you speak? Perhaps the music you listen to, the kinds of things you laugh at, the kinds of things that you do, and certainly food you eat. Okay, if you were to step into Chris Brown's world, don't you know that your outlook would probably change from what it is today? Now, let's bring it home. How many times have you, whether on a new job or in a new neighborhood that you moved into or in a club that you joined, or okay, from elementary school to junior high school to college, okay? Each time you up the ante, each time you took on the persona, the idea, the thoughts, the feeling, the commitment of that which you perceived it to be. And that's where you live. That's what you know. If you are not living a life of unlimited joy, if you're not happy, healthy, wealthy, and blind, live to it connect. And this should be your goal, your hope, your dream. It is your vision of yourself that I will teach you on the same path, doing the same thing, experiencing the same thing. Or you are reaching and committed to going beyond your prior experience. That's what you got to know. As I keep saying, you made me anything like this as the creator that is infinite, omniscient, omnipotent in every point of space. You are in no way limited except by your own thoughts. And if you are not expanding your thoughts, learning new things, allowing yourself to reach from the stars, then you are committed to repeat the past. Go to my website, www.unlimitedjoy.org. Join the program. Change your life today. Press the button. Let's move forward. In the meantime, be blessed in all you do. And know that I love you.